This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Some European officials want to find out if the United States is holding prisoners on their soil. Very little has been revealed since the Washington Post first reported that the U.S. held prisoners there.
Today we have an update on what's known, what's not, and what's being done about it. We start by reviewing the basic facts, such as they are known, according to Tom Malinowski. He's with Human Rights Watch, which found evidence the U.S. might have taken prisoners to Poland and Romania.
Well, we have been able to look at the flight logs of a number of aircraft that the CIA has used in part to ferry prisoners around the world. There are several flights to those countries, one in particular in September of 2003, at just around the time when we've been told by other sources that several high-level al-Qaeda prisoners were taken out of Afghanistan. And this flight in particular leaves Kabul, goes to a small, isolated rural airfield in northeastern Poland that happens to be adjacent to a Polish intelligence facility, then goes on to a military airfield in Romania, makes its way to Guantanamo Bay. Very probably a detainee flight, can't be explained by refueling.
Why is it very probably a detainee flight?
Well, because it begins in Kabul and ends up in Guantanamo. It certainly suggests that this involved detainee transport. And again, it's been suggested to us by other sources that several of the more well-known al-Qaeda leadership figures, for example, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, were in Afghanistan until September of 2003 and then left.
Now, we should mention that a number of people, just as a hobby, if nothing else, track the comings and goings of various planes with various tail numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's part of this.
That's the original source. I mean, I think it's sort of a funny story. Some members of Congress have expressed outrage that the cover of the secret CIA operation was broken by the Washington Post. In fact, it was broken by a bunch of folks who, as a hobby, go to airports and watch planes take off and land and write down the serial numbers and put them on the internet. The CIA didn't count on that, apparently. And with that information, some journalists were able to obtain the flight records of these planes, and the information is there for everybody to see.
Do you think that this could only happen with the knowledge of the host governments?
I don't think it could happen without the knowledge of at least some people in the host governments. I would be surprised if the United States had kept people for any period of time in Poland without the president of Poland being informed and without people, at least in the intelligence services of those countries, knowing about it, although presumably knowledge could have been limited to a small number of people.
Tom Malinowski of Human Rights Watch, thanks very much.
Thank you.